Brother Eric John Phelps, welcome to the broadcast today, here on May the 8th, 2024, 24/7 World Radio. Brother Eric John Phelps coming your way to give you a, it'll be a message, but more of a factual presentation here concerning the nations always get what they deserve. The book of Galatians says, be not deceived. Galatians 6, 7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And I'm reading from the AV 1611 King James Bible in its present clarified edition of 1769, the Bible of white Protestant English, Western civilization, especially here in America, which made us the greatest nation in the world, filled with people, particularly white people, who believed it and acted upon it. And so we'll never ask for a replacement, we'll never call for a new translation. However, there will be places where we will clarify it, and in some little places, according to the translators, we may correct it. But we're not correcting it or clarifying it from a corrupted underlying Westcott and Hort Greek text of all the higher critics and higher criticisms. Okay? So this is exactly the position that the Puritans held, and I'm stressing this more and more because we're being inundated with the King James 11 cult, with the AV 1611 King James only cult that's easily defeated in debate and will walk away really once they realize the facts of what they're advocating. Either they're going to have to change or they're going to remain in a cult, and there are many cult leaders advocating King James only, don't even have to consult the underlying Greek text for any clarification. This is a cult. It's a cult. So I'm not part of it. I came close to being in it. I subscribed to Dr. Peter Ruckman's Bible Believers Bulletin for years, learned much of it, but he was really, in fact, a leader of a cult. And he had, I'm convinced, a Jesuit connection, because his position was the other extreme. So, my position here is a position that's always been the position of the English reformers, the English believers, American believers of the past, 400 years. And so I'm reading from the AV 1611. It is perfect in its prose and in its context as the indirectly inspired Word of God. In some places it needs a little clarification, which is not a sin, and we're not changing the translation as far as being able to memorize it. So, in the AV 1611, in its present clarified edition of 1769, we read of Galatians 6, 7, be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. We also read in Daniel chapter 4, verse 34, and in the end of days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up mine eyes unto heaven, and mine understanding returned unto me, and I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. Now he writes, he states, by the power of the Spirit of God here, being moved by the Spirit of God, and all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing, and he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand or say unto him, what doest thou? At the same time, my reason returned unto me, and for the glory of my kingdom, mine honor and brightness returned unto me, and my counselors and my lords sought unto me, and I was established in my kingdom, and excellent majesty was added unto me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth, and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride he is able to abase, as he did to Nebuchadnezzar. The Lord is sovereign over the earth. Christ said in Matthew 28, all authority is given unto me, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. The Lord Jesus Christ is this one right here that Nebuchadnezzar was talking about. He was the eternal Son. He became flesh, died for our sins, was buried and rose again, calls all men everywhere to repent, to believe the gospel, that he died for your sins, was buried and rose again. Upon repentance and belief and faith, he saves you and places you in the body of Christ and seals you to the day of redemption, Ephesians 4:30. No matter how many heretics want to tell you, you can lose your salvation. Okay? He saved you and he keeps you, and we have nothing to boast. So the Lord, risen Lord Jesus Christ, very God, very man, has been given by his Father all power in heaven and in earth. And it's this Lord Jesus Christ who recompenses to the nations what they deserve according to their works, and he does it even now. Well, I want to review what he's doing to the United States of America right now. We are under national judgment. We have been under national judgment since no later than March 9, 1933, when the Jesuits used their Freemasonic brothers, Franklin and Damnable Roosevelt, the communist, to impose an emergency war powers military government with Proclamation 2039 on March 6, which was a Monday, 2 days after his inauguration on Saturday, and then he called for a congressional meeting, an assembly of Congress, on the 9th of March. He called for that on the March 5th, the day after Proclamation 2039. Congress assembles. The first thing they do is they are going to pass the Emergency Banking Relief Act that had been written by some scoundrels, George Meyer, the leading Jew, and then there was Wyatt and Ballantyne, these white Gentiles, the real writers of the Emergency Banking Relief Act, where the Emergency Banking Relief Act approved and confirmed all these proclamations of FDR beginning on March 4th up to the present. And so when March 9th came, after the Emergency Banking Relief Act was declared to be passed, when it really wasn't, the Speaker of the House declared it to be passed. Then shortly thereafter, the Senate passed it. And then FDR signs it into law and then proclaims Proclamation 2040 that same night, continuing Proclamation 2039 with the imposition of emergency war powers military government and the seizure of every person, place, and thing who became enemies under Trading with the Enemy Act. This was God's judgment on a people, on an apostate Protestant people who decided that they were going to depart from the AV 1611 King James Bible in its present clarified edition of 1769, and that they were going to embrace the American Standard of 1901, and that they were going to start to work with the Roman Catholics, with the Federal Council of Churches, thanks to that Jesuit coadjutor Rockefeller. And so, you want to embrace the Roman Catholic system, Protestants and Baptists? You want to embrace the Roman Catholic people and consider them to be Christians? I will give you a government that they always establish, and that is an absolute monarchy or a military dictatorship. Hence, on March 9, 1933, the military dictatorship of Roosevelt began, and he would be a dictator in this country for 12 years, serving in 4 presidential terms. He would be the head of the New Dealers, the Socialist Communist New Dealers, and they would have 15 laws in the first 100 days of FDR being in office, all of them socialist communism, all of them nationalization of the banks, of agriculture, and communication, transportation, goes on and on. So this was done as a judgment of God upon the American people, I'm sure seeking that my forefathers would repent. In those days, it was my grandparents. But there's no repentance. Neither pair of my grandparents taught me a word of the Bible. And, of course, their children, my mother and my father, never taught me a word of the Bible. That's the baby boomer generation, birthed by the World War II generation, which was a judgment of God on the American people for further sin, with the Great Depression, and then ultimately the 30s with the terrible Great Depression, another national judgment, continuing to get worse, putting us under military government, and then ultimately participating in World War II from 1941 to 45, where 450,000 American men would be killed for nothing, fighting an enemy, Hitler, and the Japanese that the Emergency War Powers Military Government, Washington, and their government in London had raised up and financed and built. Must read Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler by Anthony Sutton. Get the book, read it. So now in the 2020s, America is really under national judgment. It's undeniable. And the Lord always uses Satan to bring about his judgments. Because you see, Satan loves killing mankind. And when a group of people of a nation deserve national judgment, the Lord will use Satan to do it. He uses Satan to punish his people if we get into sin. We read about the young man who committed adultery with his father's wife in 1 Corinthians 5. The Apostle Paul was to give him over to Satan for the destruction of his flesh, but the guy repented in 2 Corinthians. So the Lord will use Satan to punish his people, and he will also to chastise the Lord's people, and he will use Satan to punish the nations. Oh, just give me that America. Give me that America. That nation founded on the King James AV 1611 Bible in its present clarified edition of 1769. They would dare to inscribe a verse out of Leviticus with "Let liberty ring throughout the land" on their liberty bell. Oh, you have all these founding fathers that are Bible-believing Calvinists. Just give me that country. I'm going to rip it apart. Set me back. Set back my power as they brought that Reformation English Bible to the ends of the earth with Britain and America. Oh, just give them to me. Give them to me. I have to get them into sin. That's what I'll do. So the devil, with his constant temptations into sin, has brought the American people into the sin of extreme sexual perversion, among other things. And so now it appears that the iniquity of the Americans has come to the full, because we read in Genesis 15 that the Lord will bring in the descendants of Abraham into their promised land when the iniquity of the Amorites has come to the full. And so it is here. So there's a video online that you can watch, and it's 25 ways the U.S. is being destroyed in 2 minutes. It's a very good narration, and I'm going to give you all 25 of them right here, and add a little of my own personal embellishment. The first one is open borders and illegal immigration. Well, there's no such thing as illegal immigration. They are invaders. They're coming here to take. They're invaders. And the Constitution is clear that the president has the power to repel an invasion. So that's why they don't call it an invasion. They just call it immigration. And it's not immigration. And every time anybody that uses that term, illegal immigration, in my presence, I always correct them. It's not immigration, sir. It's invasion. They hate us. They hate us, gringos. They have all this financial wealth, and we have nothing down in Mexico and Central and South America. We're going up to take it. They hate us. Not to mention the Jesuits have destroyed their countries, making it almost imperative that they leave because they don't have any economies, they can't work, they have nothing, and so they're coming up here out of desperation. And of course, the military government of Washington is facilitating and making it happen. That's right. The military government in Washington is making it happen of this illegal, alien, Hispanic, brown-skinned invasion of North America. Number two, we have rampant crime in unsafe cities. And I add, it's massive black-on-black crime or black-on-white crime. And by the way, the population of the blacks in North America is no 12%. That's what they want you to think. The population of the blacks in North America is between 25 and 30%. and they commit 90% of the crime. And now, with all this crime that these blacks, majority savage blacks, are committing, the post-white power has decided not to punish them for it because they want more. They want them to commit more crime and further beating down the whites and robbing them and raping them and bastardizing their race with mulattoes that are all pro-black and anti-white. And so they want this crime. They want recidivism. They want repetition of crime among these majority savage black, because after all, we deserve it, and whitey put us in slavery for 400 years and we're going to get even now. That's the mentality. So we have all this black crime in all the major cities, and they're encouraged in it because they're not punished. And this is exactly what the white power structure wants, because it's preparing a weakened American people for their coming Sino-Soviet Muslim invasion. The more this happens, the weaker the people become, the more they are prepared for to be defeated in the coming Chinese invasion, Russian invasion, and Muslim invasion. We have, again, I mentioned the refusal to prosecute all this crime, all this black crime. Just had a report today. One guy was in a Home Depot, and the blacks and Hispanics, the blacks and the browns, are going to the self-checkout, and they're just stealing the stuff. So this one white guy who was there told this one black woman to, "You're not going to do that. You're going to check out." And so she went out to the car with her boyfriend that she was shacking up with, living in fornication, and got his gun, came back in, shot him and killed him. And you know what she got? She got merely 5 years for that. She should have been hung up by a rope and hung to death. But there's no punishment of crime for murder anymore, because they're promoting murder, fornication, theft, and sorcery, or pharmakia, which is the use of drugs, and hence we're going to come into fentanyl here. Three, we have mass addiction, fentanyl, and the ones who are doing this are primarily white. We're going to kill these white people with fentanyl. After all, they've chosen not to retain God in their knowledge, Romans chapter 1, so you know what? God's just going to give them up, and apparently he's given us up to fentanyl. And the fentanyl production and distribution in this country is made possible by the Pope's white power structure ruling Washington, D.C. They're warring upon the American people, and that's what Proclamation 2039 did. It turned all the American people, once the sovereign American people, into enemy belligerents, into enemies under Trading with the Enemy Act, so that now the military government can lawfully make war upon us. And they are, in every way possible. District of Columbia is the base of operations for the Emergency War Powers military government to make war on the enemy, belligerent, conquered American peoples. And that's in the law. Proclamation 2039, Emergency Banking Relief Act, 50 United States Code 4305B, and Proclamation 2040, the satanic trinity of absolute power in this country today. Next, number four, we have election fraud. Well, it's called rigged elections. It's called interference in elections. And the papacy wants this because you can't have an absolutist dictator, the commander-in-chief and his military government, remain in place if you have legitimate elections. So we'll corrupt the elections. And the book to read on this is called Vote Scam by Collier and Collier. We haven't had a real election since no later than 1964. The elections are rigged, the federal elections. Why do you take time to vote? With the illusion that you think you have a hand in who's going to be president? Are we that dumb, white men? I don't vote in federal elections. What for? It's a waste of time. I vote in my state elections with the prayer that they'll come along someone who wants to leave the empire. that the county will leave it or the state will leave it, because as long as we're subject to this war, that the emergency war powers military government run by the Pope and his commander-in-chief, as long as it's in place, it's going to continue to make war on us white people, and particularly white Protestants and Baptists, because we're under judgment for our apostasy and sin. Election fraud, that's four. Number five, educational indoctrination of the children into, and I add, into sex perversion. Teaching them sodomy, homosexuality, teaching them they're going to decide what gender they are. I tell you this, if they would have tried to pull that back in the 1950s and 60s, there'd have been some white World War II veterans that would have placed a little visit to the school teachers at that school, and after that, those school teachers wouldn't be doing it anymore. Because they'd beat them half to death or maybe even kill them. How dare you teach my little girl sex perversion in this school? I'll kill you for it. And you know what? I don't have a problem with that. If the government's not going to punish these people for this, these perverts for this, well then, someone has to. You say you're a vigilante. I sure am. If the government's not going to punish crime, somebody else better do it. And that's the reason why the first Ku Klux Klan came into power. Lasted for 4 years, 1865 to 1869. And the great Nathan Bedford Forrest, that Confederate general, was very much a part of it and leading it until he abolished it when he said it had become too violent. And the reason why it became too violent is because it was run by priests. The chaplain of that Klan was a Roman Catholic priest. And so, of course, the Jesuits are going to corrupt any sort of movement to maintain some sort of order during that filthy, wicked Reconstruction occupation, Yankee occupation of the South. So, we have election fraud. Four, five, educational perversion of the children. Number six, the guy said asymmetrical weaponization of the justice. Well, let's make this clear. It's called using the injustice operation, the injustice department, against white people, particularly white Protestants and Baptists, conservatives, gun owners, those who believe in the second coming of Christ, all of us wicked sinners that they have condemned. Yeah, because of what we believe the Bible. So they're going to weaponize the justice system to be used against us. Why, that's what the military government does. The military government of the Pope doesn't want any heretics and liberals around, so we have to be sorted out, persecuted. Well, we'll use the IRS and attack them with that. So you take my tax class and realize how to properly avoid it. So they weaponized the FBI to persecute Bible-believing white people. And by the way, I don't see any black people intervening saying, you know what? What are you doing to that to those white people? I know lots of white men that intervened when there was black persecution of the blacks by the government. No blacks are intervening for us because we're whitey. They hate us. And I mean the majority savage blacks, not the minority civil blacks. Minority civil blacks are afraid of the majority civil blacks, majority of savage blacks. The civil blacks are afraid of them. They know what they'll get. They'll probably get a shot outright. You a white man, you like a white man. You a cookie, you an Oreo cookie. You black on the outside, you white on the inside. We're going to kill you, boy. Uncle Tom. If they don't join in the savage black communist revolution of attacking white people, they'll be killed or persecuted. And I know a few of them. Continuing. Number seven, destruction of property, private property rights. That's right. When all property has been seized by the commander-in-chief, has legal title to it, you, Mr. Custodian, you, Mr. U.S. Citizen, you, Mr. Enemy, Mr. Belligerent, you don't have any absolute property rights anymore. Under the military government, with the status that you have, they're persecuting private property owners. When these savages come on their land and want to bash out their windows and to persecute their property, the guys coming out, what was it, New Orleans? These white guys, white man, white woman, they were lawyers, they came out with their AK-47s, and the black prosecutor prosecuted him. That's right, boy. We're in the power now. We got the power now in the government, and we're going to prosecute all you white boys if you want to defend yourselves. They're doing it on behalf of the Pope's white power structure. They've weaponized the blacks, the majority of them, against us. Don't we get it? Can't you see this is a plan? Next. Inflation and debt. Inflation is a hidden tax. Inflation is caused. Inflation is designed. When you mass produce credit, public credit, overly produce it, and then as a result, when you do that, the value of the dollar decreases. So that you have to work harder and longer hours to make more money to buy the same amount of food or whatever that it took before. This is an indirect attack on the heretics and liberals, the U.S. citizens, enemy belligerents of this country, thanks to Trading with the Enemy Act, Emergency Banking Relief Act, Proclamation 2039, Proclamation 2040. We're enemies. And so inflation is a tool to be used against the enemies, which is every individual, partnership, association, corporation is defined as an enemy and then later a person. The Trading with the Enemy Act, Emergency Banking Relief Act. We're enemies. The government, military government's waging war on us. Part of that warfare is inflation. We didn't have inflation when we had gold coins and silver coins. You can't inflate a hard currency. You can't rob the people's labor when they're exchanging it for silver. Silver's the working man's money. Remember when my grandfather used to give me silver half dollars, walking liberty half dollars, back in the 1950s. Going on. Number 9. 8 was inflation and debt. Number 9 is population agenda control. Population agenda. And they said global. Remember, there is no globe. Anybody who believes in a global earth doesn't know true science and, of course, rejects the Bible. The Lord in Isaiah 40 says, I sit upon, on top of, over the circle of the earth. Satan tempts Christ by bringing him at the top of a mountain somewhere, who knows where that was, and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time on the flat earth and didn't take him for a magic carpet ride. It's flat. It's a plane. Read David Woodlow Scott's work, Terra Firma. It's probably the greatest work on the topic. There are other good ones, but I think it's the greatest. So we have this depopulation agenda, but it's the depopulation agenda for the whites. The blacks weren't forced to get all these vaccines, quote unquote, of Africa. The Asians, China, Japan, all the Asian nations, they weren't forced. Here, Mongolia, what is it, India, were they all forcefully vaccinated? No. And furthermore, India has ivermectin, and so they were undoing much of it there, so to the point where American people had to go to India and get ivermectin. No, the brown-skinned peoples of India, the Asians, the blacks, the Hispanics in South America, they're not the target of population reduction. It's the whites. That's why they've legalized abortion here. And these white women can line up to get their abortion after they've committed fornication or adultery and try to cover their sins. Continuing. So it's population reduction of the white people. And furthermore, they make the white people so difficultly working that we have to work so hard to raise a couple of children. They did the same thing in the white Netherlands, in the white and white Germany, in white England, in white Scotland. Just make it so hard to make ends meet that they're deciding we're just not going to have any children, or we'll only have one. And you don't have a replacement of your people if you only have one child. You better have two. That's zero replacement. And if you have three, then you're increasing your population, thank God. But the white nations are decreasing in their populations, and to further that, we'll just foment a war between white nations. So, in World War II, we'll have the white Germans killing the white English, white Americans, white French. We'll have white Russians that are Slavs killing the white Ukrainians. Kill down those white peoples. It's all a design to lower the white race nations. Because we're the only ones that ever successfully resisted the Pope's white power structure. So we cannot have a strong, white, manly, alpha male-led white population in our nations. We have to be wimps and gimps and feminized and ruled by women. And we have record low fertility rate, plummeting birth rate among the white nations. Not among the blacks. Not among the Hispanics. Only among the white people. Because most of these white women don't want to have any children. They all want a dog. They're all a bunch of dog women. They're going around following their dog, cleaning up the poop, and having a little bag where they can pick up the poop and take it and throw it in the garbage can. Because, you see, we love our dog, and we don't want to have a man. Because when we come home every night from work, our dog's happy to see us. We don't have a man that's going to do that for us. They want men, dogs rather than men. They're dog women. So they're destroying the culture by not getting married and not having children. They're destroying it. And living for commerce alone, for business. That when you get old now, you can't have any children. And who's going to take care of you? What children are going to be at your bedside? Woman? White man? Number 11. Unaccountable federal bureaucracies. Now, let's make that clearer. They are the three-letter agencies of the Emergency War Powers military government that's constantly persecuting, attacking the white race peoples, particularly the Protestants and the Baptists of North America, no matter how many Catholics they attack. Catholics are not the target. A lot of Catholics are the targets because they're deemed to be liberals by the Pope. Why, they believe in freedom of conscience. We can't have that. They believe in gun ownership. Can't have that. They got those ideas from those filthy Protestants and Baptists, those heretics. So, we have all these federal agencies, the DIA, the NSA, the FBI, the CIA, the IRS, and la-di-da, and they're all carrying guns for the Commander-in-Chief's, the Emergency War Powers military government, going after the aliens, the belligerent outlaw U.S. citizens deemed to be aliens and enemies under Trading with the Enemy Act. That's you, sir, if you are a U.S. citizen. That's why you need to take my course to cease to be one with the U.S. citizen and go back to pre-March 9th, 1933 private citizenship status, where you're no longer considered an enemy or a belligerent and protected by the Hague Convention, Article 23H, where you're a national. You're no longer a belligerent. Oh, but we don't have time for that. We got to be busy watching, our favorite program. Oh, we got to watch the football game. We got to watch the mixed martial arts fighters, that's right, just like the Romans did, and become more violent and violent and violent. This is Rome. What was done in Rome is being done right here. You read Gibbon's Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire. Everything those people went through and experienced and chose has been chosen and experienced right here now. We are Rome. District of Columbia is Rome and the Potomac. U.S. citizens are Roman citizens. All given over to games and circuses, being race-mixed and miscegenated, amalgamated, as was done in the Roman Empire, which gives the commander-in-chief, the American Roman Caesar, more power to rule these unruly, race-mixed, miscegenated, multi-language peoples. This mob. This immoral mob. We have number 12, toxic food supply. Well, of course it's toxic. They've been spraying pesticides and herbicides on our food for years. And you know what that's done? That's rendered many white people, men and women, sterile. They're unable to reproduce. It's decreased penis size among American white men. It has decreased breast size among American white women. That's what all this spraying and chemist spraying has done. The spraying of the crops. And now we have GMO to further render us neutral and neutered so we can't reproduce. It's part of destroying the population of historic white Protestant nations. Mm-hmm. And the Jesuits didn't do this until they had first experimented on animals and they saw how wonderfully it worked with them. Well, then it's got to work for people. And that's what they've done. So, we continue on here now. We continue on here now with number 12 is the unaccountable federal bureaucracies. Well, they're all the three-letter agencies working for the commander-in-chief to destroy us white people. IRS is going to overly tax conservatives. Yeah. I know of one incident with an IRS agent. He was out of his league, but he asked one of them, individual I knew, and talked about his church. He says, well, what church do you use? What Bible do you use? Oh, we use the King James Bible. Well, we're coming after you. They actually had the audacity to say, what Bible do you use? Showing that the IRS is run by the Roman Catholic institution and their agents. Forcing a tax on you that you don't owe and if you do not volunteer for it. They want you to believe that the income tax is a direct tax and therefore unavoidable, when it is an indirect tax and avoidable, according to the wonderful Brewshaper decision of the Supreme Court in 1916. But they don't want you to know that now. They want you to think the income tax is unavoidable, that everybody has to pay it, that all that comes in must be taxed. All those are not in the law, and they're IRS lies. And the reason why the IRS can lie to you is because you can lie to the enemy. This is war. They're warring upon us. That's why I've seen judges lie to their defendants. I can think of two instances right away. When he told one of my students, she was an attorney, this was a bankruptcy judge, and he said, we're not in a state of war. And she said, oh yes, we are. Proclamation 2040 has never been terminated by a proclamation, and Emergency Banking Act has never been repealed. We're still at war. Well, he didn't want to hear that, because this is the secret of the federal district judges, that they don't want you to know, boy, enemy, that we're under emergency war powers military government, because they're acting on behalf of the commander-in-chief, sitting in their courts, sitting in emergency war powers military jurisdiction, and the average American knows nothing of this and has no idea of it. Well, how could we know? Because we're off in sin, watching pornography or some other sinful thing like MMA, where these guys can busy kill each other and shed their blood, as was done in the Roman arenas. One thing is not being done yet, and these guys aren't killing each other yet, but there's probably going to come a day when MMA is going to go lethal, just as it did in the Roman Empire. We have vaccine and pandemic misinformation. There was no pandemic. Many people have proven that. And the vaccine was a death dart, a death shot. Dr. Brian Artis does a very good job on proving that. And of course, he puts the blame on the right people, which are the Jesuits. I met him recently at a meeting in Michigan, Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Gave him a copy of my Vatican Assassins e-book. Said, thank you very much. He's a nice man. And I told him, thank you for exposing the Jesuits in this. So we have the vaccine. It's actually the inoculation spoken of in the protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, Protocol 19, where it says, we will inoculate the goyim with diseases. And the writers of the protocols were the Jesuits, but they were pretending to be the Jews. And that's according to Leo Lehman in his great work Behind the Dictators of 1942, where he proves it in his book, that the authors of the protocols were the Jesuits and not the Jews. So next, and that dumbs down the population, makes us all sick, kills our friendly flora in our gut so we don't have good digestion, so we can all get asthma. Asthma is a colon problem. It's a digestion problem. And it's made possible by all the damnable, diabolical vaccinations that they inject these poor little babies with, some 22 of them in the first 2 years, so they're really screwed up mentally and physically, so that they cannot be responsible citizens and think for themselves. And these doctors are nothing more than a part of a medical inquisition to kill us, to sicken us, to weaken us. Unless it calls for surgery, of which they're the best. But other than that, they're out to get us. Next, We have the trans contagion and sterilization of children. Why, are we going to change your sex? We're going to give them a right to decide if they're a boy or a girl. Well, that's the end of it. There's nothing worse than that. I think that's even worse than bestiality. So, attacking the children. No protectors in this, saying, no, this is not going to happen here. This happens here, and there's going to be real serious problems. That's why, to break this military power, you have to declare your independence on a county level or a state level. If you just fight against it with your guns, you're in sin. You're violating the law. Don't violate the law. Have your county declare its independence from District of Catholics, District of Communists, District of Columbia, run by the Pope and by his agents. The swamp in District of Columbia is Roman Catholic. And they use Jews and Protestants and others to be their agents, but the papacy runs it. Overseen by Jesuit Georgetown University. Next, we have the overprescription of pharmaceuticals. That's right, all the older people now are addicted to drugs. All these drugs are liver toxic, they shorten your life, and make you miserable for the last 5-10 years of your life. That's what they want. They want you on your meds. You don't forget to take your meds. I don't take meds. I don't even take an aspirin. All that's liver toxic, and I'm afraid of those drugs. I know what they're going to do to me. They're made by a bunch of infidels, and some of them are witches where they cast their spells in the production of these drugs. Johnson & Johnson's one of them. They've hired witches to cast spells on their drugs. And they're proven years ago to me. We have 16, destruction of the nuclear family and parental rights. That's right. If you don't raise your children the way we want to, boy, we're going to come and we're going to use family protective services. Yeah, protective. It's family confiscative services. We're going to come and we're going to take your children from you. And we'll raise them up to be good pagans. And to be lawless. And they'll never have any discipline. They'll never be taught what's right and wrong. They'll never be punished for doing wrong and rewarded for what's doing right. We'll just let them grow up to be savages. Frederick the Great conducted an experiment on a German boy, and they said, man is basically good, and therefore we're going to leave him on his own. We're not going to discipline him. We're not going to teach him any language, and we believe on his own he'll learn no Hebrew and Greek. Well, the poor guy grew up to be a savage German. That's the end game of all these atheistic, humanistic, man-centered leaders that want God out of your life and want his book out of your life. They're doing that to weaken you so they can further conquer you and subjugate you to being a real slave, not just an economic slave. Destruction of the nuclear family. That's why we have mom has to be out and work. I remember the days when the white women started to leave the house because the economics was getting hard and the men decided, well, honey, you need to go out and get a part-time job. I remember that. That was in the 60s. Before that, the women weren't out working. They were home, and the men were out working. And they did so well that they could have at least a two-week vacation out of the year while their wife was at home raising children, being a homemaker, and giving their husbands sex when they came home from work, which was their duty. And they looked forward to it because maybe they might get pregnant again and have another child, which they wanted. See, that's the home. That's the Christian home. That's how it ought to function. So, gender identity. Yeah. Number 17, we have the DEI and the new racism. It's anti-white racism. We're going to have racism against the white people to drive them to desperation, as I warned of for the last 10 years, into the Pope's new right and have leaders like Trump or DeSantis leading the way. Yeah, DeSantis is for decentralization. He's done many good things as governor of Florida. He's a Roman Catholic. Don't you think this is done deliberately to drive white people into his arms and the arms of other white Catholics that will come to power? In furthering the design of first civil war and then military dictatorship, martial law? First comes the Civil War, then comes martial law. You got to let it get really bad, got to have murder everywhere, got to have rapery, rob, pillaging, you name it. And then that justifies the military coming in, rounding them up, and sending them off to concentration camps, of which they're the FEMA death camps that Oliver North and Ronald Reagan set up in the 1980s, called Rex 84. See how they all work together? See how the Jesuits are the great patient manipulators of events, so that when the trap is ready to be sprung, everything's in place. We have 18, moral and societal decay, which is in the video there, showed all this black on white crime. Black on black crime, black on white crime, but particularly the black on white crime. As I've said for years, these majority savage blacks kill 10 white people a day and they rape 100 white women a day. And that probably is a low number, because it further weakens the white people of this country, drives them into desperation. And so they can look for a solace in the TV or video games or having some drugs or some fentanyl or whatever it is. Because there's no Bible in the public schools, there's no Bible in the home. And the churches around here, they're so apostate, they're never going to tell you how to be saved. They're never going to tell you that man's a sinner, that he's lost, he's going to hell, and he needs to be saved from his sins. They're never going to tell you that. None of these Methodist churches will tell you that. The Presbyterian churches, the Anglican churches, all these apostate Protestant churches, some Baptist churches too. We're all using apostate Bibles, all based on a corrupted Greek text. And so therefore, do you think the Spirit of God's going to work in those places? No, I don't think so. I have history to prove it. Number 19, financing endless foreign wars. Why, yes, because the Pope's Federal Reserve Bank is going to create credit to give to the military government here to finance its military-industrial complex to wage war around the world for the benefit of the Pope. They're not fighting for us. They're not fighting for the enemy belligerent U.S. citizens here. They're just using the enemy belligerent U.S. citizens. We're going to put them in the military, and we're going to send them off to Iraq and Afghanistan and Somalia and all these other countries, and we're going to send them over there to accomplish what? To kill off the leading men of those countries so that they will not resist the temporal power of the Pope. Who made America the bully boy of the world to intervene in the affairs of foreign nations? The Pope did, with his emergency war powers, military jurisdiction, and government established in 1933 and jurisdiction established in 1938. The Pope did. But you see, the Pope's press is not going to tell you. Tucker Carlson's not going to tell you that we're in the emergency war powers military government. Isn't that right, Tucker? Huh? And of course, that evil Irish Roman Catholic at MSNBC, what's his name? I'll think of it. None of them are going to tell you that. They just want to agitate both sides without really telling you the reason why things are the way they are, because they work together. They don't want that. They want to foment this civil war, because in the end they'll get martial law run by the Pope and his agents here, the Pentagon and Joint Chiefs of Staff and whoever else is going to be involved to take away these people to FEMA death camps, or just bring out the guillotines and cut their heads off and send the bodies off to Indiana where they can recycle them and they have their blood pits and everything. Civil war is coming. Civil war, race war. And then on that, martial law. And everybody will say, hip hip hooray, oh, the president sends troops in the streets. Yeah, and when will they come after you for your guns? Remember when Hitler put all the German people under that emergency powers, he confiscated the guns of the German people in the 1930s. So did Stalin. He confiscated Russian guns. You couldn't own a gun in communist Russia because Stalin and Hitler worked together for the Jesuits. Anybody advocates that you give up your guns is a Jesuit coadjutor and is advocating for the destruction of your personal liberty to impose an absolute military dictator so the cops that are going to be federalized, nationalized with the military government can come around, arrest you, take you away, give you military jurisdiction, not charge you with a crime, hold you forever. That's NDAA written by the Jesuits of Georgetown, okay? And to effect this, number 20 is the sprawling surveillance state. We have a surveillance state in this country that knows every peck you put on your computer, every site you go to. They know the things that you say because there are trigger words that when you say them, it immediately goes to NSA and they start recording. Now, NSA in Fort Meade, Maryland has, what, 10 acres of underground computers? They're tracking everything. Because the devil needs this international intelligence community centered here in America to know where all the Jews are so we can kill them all in the coming military dictatorship because they're going to be rounded up. What do you think the Mormons are for? What do you think the Mormon church is for in the tracking of doing the baptism for the dead and having their genealogical records? What do you think they're up to? They want to know where all the Jews are so they can be rounded up and killed. Of course, God will never allow that because of the Abrahamic covenant. He's going to get a lot of them. Probably get most of them here in North America. Because the Jews are going to be blamed for everything. Isn't it a bunch of Jews that are head of all these pharmaceutical industries? Moderna and all these others? Gotcha. The surveillance state, you got Snowden, he's going over to Russia. Listen, Snowden knows that the NSA with the CIA and all the other boys are working in conjunction with the Russian FSB and the SVR. They all work together. Mossad works with CIA. Mossad works with the Pakistani Intelligence Service. They all work together. There's no them and us. There's only them. And the people are the enemy. Because we're enemies under trading with the Enemy Act. We're persons that were deemed enemies before 1933. Now we're enemy persons. Thanks to the Emergency Banking Relief Act. We're the enemy. Unless you're the pre-March 9th, 1933 private citizen, then you're no longer the enemy. That's why you need to take my course. Can we go on? We have the number 21, centralization and the centralization and consolidation of government power. Of course, the Jesuits, I prove in my book, they're the great absolutists. They defend absolute monarchy when they wrote a letter to, I believe it was the King of Spain or the King of Portugal. We are the absolute monarchs. We enforce absolute monarchy everywhere. What's that? A military dictator or a king that has no limits? Because when those dictators have that power, the Jesuits control those dictators. So they rule by virtue of their unrestrained power of their monarchs or their dictators in office. And if they don't submit to the Jesuits will remove them, just as they removed Papa Doc Duvalier in Haiti. Just as they removed Richard Nixon. Just as they removed John Kennedy. Just as they removed Matthew Festing, the former Grand Master of the Knights of Malta, because he wasn't going along with the Jesuit order and the Jesuit Pope, so the Jesuit Pope got rid of him and put some other knight, cardinal, head of the Knights of Malta in. They removed their dictators and replaced them with more loyal subjects. This is called the temporal power of the Pope. Centralization and consolidation of government power. More and more by the bureaucracies, by the little agencies who have their little rules that they're going to add to the actual laws that were passed. And you have the judges, the federal district judges sitting in court there, and they're going to validate that. They're not going to rule against you. They might lose their pension in the name of Christ. We can't have that, can we? Isn't that right, all you federal district judges for the Middle District of Harrisburg? Connor, Rambo, and all you other sinners. Too gutless to stand up against the military government commander-in-chief that made you a judge. You don't ever want to tell the truth, do you? Because you're cowards and you're destroying your country, federal district judges. All 1,000 of you about in 93 or so different federal district courts in this country. Going on. 22, destruction of trust in institutions. And we showed a picture of that pervert Rachel Levine, who converted, makes herself look like a man, and you get that pervert Joe Biden putting a her in office because it's still a her, not a he. Because you can't change the brain. There's a feminine brain and a masculine brain, and you can't change them. Mess around with all the genitalia you want, the brain is not changing. They're perverts. I remember years ago I watched a movie called Judge Dredd, and it had Sylvester Stallone in there, the Italian Catholic Knight of Malta. And the people that he was policing on his special levitating motorcycle were unbelievable. They had hair that were dyed. They had piercings everywhere. They looked utterly savage. I thought, my God, in Jesus' name. And that's what we got today. We got Judge Dredd culture. Destruction of trust in institutions, in your government institutions. 23, we have the censorship industrial complex. Listen, censorship is part of the Trading with the Enemy Act. Read it. They can censor the news. They can censor the media. They can censor all means of communication under Trading with the Enemy Act. It was passed in 1917, brought into the country in 1933. And so all the precepts of the Trading with the Enemy Act are in place here. They control transportation. They have censorship. They control publications. They control banking. All of this. All done in the Trading with the Enemy Act. Because you, sir, if you're a U.S. citizen, are the enemy. And your property is enemy property. And they can do with it what they want to. They can manage it from a distance. They don't have to take it from you. They just have legal title to it. Because, you see, when the commander-in-chief seized every person, place, and thing in this country, he did so by declaring a state of national banking emergency, state of war, which are identical declarations, according to the Congress. That's why every time you walk into a bank, they got a military color in there, an American flag trim with gold fringe. That's a military color. It's not admiralty, it's military. Military government. That's why when you go in a hotel, see a gold fringe hotel, gold fringe flag there, it's a military government overseeing the hotel by its three-letter agencies, OSHA and a host of other agencies. It's military government. Censorship. Of the industrial complex. Censorship everywhere. That's why the CIA is involved in every major media outlet in this country. The major media controller is a Knight of Malta, Knight of the Equestrian Order, named Rupert Murdoch. The Jews don't run it. The papists run it. And they will use certain upfront Jews, but those Jews know who butters their bread. It's the Pope. And number four, you got state media propaganda, where the president and the state and those in government are giving you propaganda every day. That's why we're going to attack. Iraq. There we go. For what reason? For no reason at all. You never did anything to us, but you know why? You're going to attack Iraq? We're going to destroy all the Shia mosques in Iraq because we're going to destroy Islam for the Pope. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. And George Bush laughed. That wicked sinner, that bonesman, who said, when I see the Pope, I see God. What a wimpy, gutless, compromising traitor he is. Skull and Bones member. That's why Skull and Bones ought to be outlawed. Lastly, 25, we have smearing those who challenge the media propaganda complex. And to put up there Joe Rogan, and put up there Tucker Carlson, and put up there the guy that has a big company with the Tesla, what's his name? Anyway, these guys are busy building the new right. They're not telling you the truth. They're filthy, first of all. Joe Rogan has a filthy mouth. You think God's going to use anybody that's maybe telling the truth if he has a filthy life and a filthy mouth? I don't think so. Wickedness, unrighteousness in people that may resist this satanic power structure of the Pope never win. They never succeed because they're unsaved. Their God is their father, the devil, and the lust of their father they do, and part of his lust is his profanity and sexual perversion and lying. Lying is a work of the devil. Christ said he was a liar and a murderer from the beginning, since the Garden of Eden. And so these guys may be telling the truth somewhat, but they're controlled by the Knights. It's like Rush Limbaugh. You realize his connection to William F. Buckley and the Knights of Malta? And he's supposed to be some sort of a savior, yet he would never touch the Knights of Malta. He wouldn't even touch the CFR. Just building the new right, creating the agitation, telling the truth, and energizing these white people. Yeah, that's correct, and it is correct. But you're never telling them who did it, because we're going to bring you into the arms of the ones who really caused the problem in the first place. You have thesis, antithesis, and then the synthesis. That which is put forth, the communistic movement, that which is resisting it, the new right movement, to the end will be martial law. They controlled it. They control both sides. That's why they facilitate it. And they have to have a prostitute press that will never tell you the truth. So, the video ends up with a quotation from Paul Harvey, that brother Freemason, who never told you about the Pope, by the way. History promises only this for certain. And a nation will get what it really, we will get what really what we deserve. And that's what we're getting right now. All these things, these 25 things. But I have a few more things I want to add. Another thing is we're having food shortages leading to starvation. That's why they killed all those beef cattle. That's why they burned down all these food processing plants. They want starvation. And in coupled with inflation and the destruction of this food production, you're making it so you can't buy a piece of meat. And furthermore, they don't want you to eat any really good meat because it's good for you. It's good for alpha males. They want you eating insects to make you high in estrogen and feminize you. Just like the movie with the Time Machine of H.G. Wells came out in the 60s, where all those white people were effeminate. And they were eating vegetables, and not eating any meat, and the black, dark-skinned, long black hair Morlocks. Morlocks were going out at night and capturing them. And ultimately, it was shown that the Morlocks were eating them, consuming them. Because H.G. Wells was foretelling of the black persecution of the white people in Western civilization when he was a member of the Fabian Socialists, that wicked, horrible, terrible man, H.G. Wells. He also wrote a book called The New World Order. Got to get rid of nations, nationalism, especially white Protestant nations. Got to get rid of those, man. So they have food shortages. Number 27, mass pornography. That's a big one. Got to have porno everywhere on your phone so you can just use your phone to watch copulation and fornication. And go off and masturbate when you watch that. Ooh, yeah, what a day. What a day. Isn't that wonderful how to spend the day like that? Sin. To get us into sexual sin everywhere. And then the women start acting like whores. And then the next thing we have all these white women laying down with these black men to bastardize and mulattoize the American white race into mulattoes. That's part of the design. And so they're using black men and their penises as weapons to destroy the white people of this country under the name of universal equality and forced integration. Because the vast majority of these black, majority savvy blacks, they gotta have that white vagina, man. They just gotta have it. They worship it. They love it. Whether it's rape, whatever they gotta do to get it, that's what they're doing, and that's what we have here. That's right. And I'm the only preacher that's gonna tell you that. We have number 28, no marriage. You know how many people are living together in adultery? They just decide to move in together. Well, they're living in fornication. And if you're divorced and remarried and you haven't properly had a biblical reason for that divorce and remarriage, you're also living in adultery. We have it everywhere, the destruction of the family. And these poor children have to be raised with a father that's not their natural father or a mother that's not their natural mother, creating more confusion and anger. You got to destroy the family unit. Next, we have commercial violence. That's the mixed martial arts. There we go. So we can have these people killing each other, beating each other, and bleeding in the ring, and the people yelling and screaming just like the Romans did in the Colosseum. That would be outlawed. Martial arts was always a private group of men that would meet together in the community to perfect their fighting skills, to keep down oppression. I had a karate teacher, his name was John Yee. He was very good, he was a six dan. And he said, this commercialization of judo and karate is wrong. We never did this when we were in China. He came from China. They met privately, he was also a gung-fu red sash, and they would meet privately with other men, and they would have their workouts, but there wasn't any competition. So now we have it everywhere. So now we have fighting everywhere. Fighting and fornication and violence and anger and road rage and all of this sin getting worse and worse every day. There's when I went down to visit my buddy in Christ, Brother David, he has a sandwich shop in Lebanon. He said, "What do you think of this, Eric?" And he showed me some pictures of the DEA, or some government operation, maybe the ATF, I'm not sure, where they had interdicted a whole bunch of AK-47s and hundreds of thousands of rounds into Florida, and it was sent from a Turkish arms dealer. It was enough to equip 5,000 soldiers. I wonder how many more of those arms caches are in country, prepared for the Muslims when they invade here. Because when they blow up that Dome of the Rock and that Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem, which is going to be done by the Pope and his Hamas or Masonic Jewish Labor Zionists, whoever's doing it, then we're going to get blamed for it. The Muslims will unite to destroy us, and they will invade, and all their weapons are already here, and all they have to do is lock and load and go on their inquisitional mass murder. That was just recently, maybe 2-3 months ago. They interdicted those guns and weapons from Turkey. Next one is we have this huge population. From the Cubans that Carter brought up in here to all these other Hispanics, and President Reagan allows them, gives them amnesty in 1984, 85, lets all these illegals in here, keeps them here. Reagan and the Democrats, as well as the Republicans, are responsible for this because they're both working for the Pope. It's just two arms of the same emergency war powers military government. Let's not be suckers. Until Tucker Carlson comes out and says, the Republican and the Democratic Party obviously work together, and they work together under the powers of the Roman Papacy, which includes certain Knights of Malta, Knights of the Equestrian Order, like Rupert Murdoch, and Knights of the Constantinian Order, and others. Until he comes out and starts telling you that truth, don't listen to him, and don't get agitated by the truthful things he says, because they want to agitate you white men right into the arms of the new right, led by Trump or someone like him. I think Trump's going to, they're going to give him the election. They're going to make that selection. Why? He's trained by them in Jesuits of Fordham. They've tutored him for many years. He knows all the big bankers on Wall Street. He's worked with the mafia. I mean, he has all the connections to be the perfect little Protestant, alpha male, military dictator that the Jesuits want him to be. Why would they choose anybody else? Not Ron DeSantis. They're going to pick him, I believe. And then they're going to control the vote. And all the left-wing socialist communists are going to go crazy when he becomes public president. They're going to start rioting in the streets. And now we can have the imposition of martial law and lockdown. That's right. It'll work perfectly. Something like that. End game is martial law. End game is to persecute the Jews. End game is two-front war in the Middle East and the Far East. End game, move the capital from Washington to Denver. This is their end game. And they're about ready to pull it off in the next 5 months or so. Next we have 29, well, we have there's a black Marine who is on video here, and he is telling the interviewer, he's behind bars, I don't know what it is, but he's telling the interviewer that the Navy is providing guns and arms and boats and Navy SEAL boats and stuff to the cartels. And the guy that's interviewing says, "Well, I wish you good luck." He says, "We're going to need more than good luck." He's a decent black Marine who doesn't want to see this country go down in flames because the blacks are finished when the Russians and the Muslims and the Chinese get here. They're done. As I've said for years, the Chinese hate him. The Japanese hate him. Of course, you remember all the black on Japanese rape that was committed by the black American servicemen during occupation of Okinawa in Japan. So they're going to get even. Same way with the Vietnamese. They're going to be part of this too. All those Vietnamese women that were raped by these majority savage blacks, they had a place in Saigon called Seoul City where only black GIs could go there with their Vietnamese whores, and no white man was allowed there, called Seoul City. Look it up if you can find it. I know that it existed. All these Asian nations are getting ready to get even. Same way with the Russians. Those Russians know that communism was put upon them by District of Columbia and London. They know that. They've read Anthony Sutton's work, Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution. They know that. Now they're going to get even with the American people because they facilitated this military government to do that, and now we're going to pay. So in conclusion, what's the solution? Well, the first solution is, men, brethren, what shall we do? A verse in Acts chapter 2. Well, we need to truly repent, have a godly sorrow for our sins. Bible commands all men everywhere to repent, Acts 17:30. Will you repent? Have a godly sorrow for your sins and crimes that you've committed, like shooting Flight 800 out of the air? You know who I'm talking to, right, sir? Italian Catholic. Yeah. Until you repent of all the horrible, terrible things you've done for the CIA and the military intelligence and the FBI and the DIA and all these other sinful operations that facilitate the Pope's military government here, until you have a genuine repentance and sorrow for your sins, only then will you believe the gospel that Jesus Christ stepped up and died for your sins, because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And that's you, that's me. And the wages of sin is death. If we get what we deserve, we have to die and ultimately go to hell and then the lake of fire forever. That's the wages of sin. But the gift of God is shown to us. The gift of God is shown to us, made manifest, where Christ died for our sins and he was buried and rose again. And so that whosoever believeth on the name of the Lord, believe that he died for your sins, was buried and rose again, Romans chapter 10, verse 13. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Call upon him. Call upon him. I'm not going to lead you in the sinner's prayer. Don't believe that stuff. You have to call upon him from a heart that desperately wants to be saved, realizing you deserve to go to hell for all of your sins that you've committed. And he'll save you. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. John chapter 1. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You want to have everlasting life, my friend? The only everlasting life is in Jesus Christ, not in any other man or any religion. And once you're saved, once you're in Christ, sealed by the Spirit of God, you will now have the ability to resist Satan, his demons, his mystery of iniquity, which includes the Pope's white power structure running the District of Columbia. And only then will you be able to set it back. Because all those guys are demon-possessed or demon-oppressed, and so forth. It's the Spirit of God within you resisting those demons. And you'll win if you keep sin out of your life, stay in fellowship with God. In the meantime, I recommend for those of you in Christ that you begin to migrate up into the northern area of America, in the Pennsylvania area, or anywhere north, because I believe the rest of the country is going under military occupation by the Muslims, the Chinese, and the Russians, and that includes all of you in Alaska. The Russians are taking back their Alaska that they think we stole from them when it was purchased from them by Seward. Anyway, I trust you've enjoyed the broadcast. You now know all the different judgments that America is under now. You see that America is going to go down. It's going to suffer civil war. It's going to go into martial law. We're going to have a two-front war and then a Sino-Soviet Muslim invasion. And that will not change unless there's true repentance and God sends a great awakening with the preaching of his word, the Reformation, English and Bible, the AB 1611 in its present clarified edition of 1769. Without the preaching of that book, we're done. Without the believing of that book, we're done. So, may God help us to do that which is right, to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, to serve the Lord with a pure heart, and to resist evil. As Paul the prophet said in Hebrews chapter 4, you've not resisted unto blood, striving against sin. We're going to resist unto blood, striving against sin. And let the Lord doeth what seemeth good to him. In the words of Joab. Brother Eric John Phelps, thank you for tuning in today. I have a book, Vatican Assassins, Wound in the House of My Friends. Please go to my website, vaticanassassins.org. Pick up something there from the store. Go to my other website, 24/7 World Radio. You can purchase my broadcasts and other things there. I'm updating my courses. Please pray for me 2 minutes a day, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting, that the Lord would enable me to stay on the broadcast here and that we would be edified together. And that we would serve him from a pure heart till the day we depart and be with Christ, which will be far better, which may be today. Send your gifts to RBT, P.O. Box 306, Newmanstown, Pennsylvania, 17073. Or send a gift to Cash App, ERICJONPHELPS, at Cash App. Or you can send a gift to PayPal, RBPBDonate at Comcast.net. RBPBDonate at Comcast.net. So, until we meet again, and I'll be meeting with you later on today with Brother Stephen Drake. So until then, Maranatha, the Lord bless.